This is the Composer's Datebook for June 5th. I'm John Burge. In the 19th century, a young Boston-born American composer and pianist named William Mason made a point of tracking down and visiting the most famous European composers of his day, including a politically controversial German named Richard Wagner, who was then living in exile in Zurich. The meeting took place on today's date, in 1852, when Mason was in his 20s, and the 30-something Wagner was just beginning to work on his epic cycle of operas titled The Ring of the Nibelungen. At that time, wrote Mason, I had heard only The Flying Dutchman, but considered it a most beautiful work, and was eager to meet the composer. Wagner found the young American to be genial company for a few hours, during which, not surprisingly, Wagner did most of the talking. As a souvenir, Wagner presented his young American visitor with a few bars of music, inscribed, "If you ever hear anything of mine like this, then think of me." About a quarter century later, in 1876, Mason did think of Wagner, and that June afternoon, when he heard his souvenir come to life as the ominous dragon motive heard at the opening of Siegfried, the third opera in Wagner's Ring Cycle. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.